Elizabeth Joyce, co-host of Let's Find Out. Tonight, October 10th, 2010, we are going to be talking about a very special event. December 21st, 2012, an ascending and accessing the new energies. The book Ascension, Accessing the Fifth Dimension is the beginning of a wake-up call with messages for every individual, creating a special connection to the divine that will remain with you throughout this lifetime. It is a known fact that when the DNA quantum field is activated within your body, changes occur within the body, and spontaneous healing begins, and a peace can be felt that's beyond all understanding. It is such a feeling when you have what I call a deeply penetrating spiritual experience. And I believe that the rainbow children and the indigo children are born with extra strands of DNA, and that they are here to help us, to uplift us, and to guide us into a whole new reality. Hundreds of thousands of people all around the world are discussing 2012, what's coming, how are we going to change, is the planet going to be devastated, are we going to be ruined and blown up? Well, I don't believe that that's what's going to happen. All in all, we have to handle the hustle and bustle of life. On the practical side, we worry, we argue, we fight, and we flee from contact and conflict continually. And we do not take the time to relax, unwind, let it all go, and connect to the divine for our power energy source. It's not difficult to do at all. As a matter of fact, it's as easy as brushing your teeth. Can we really find a way to live our life with joy and happiness? Can we really stop being so critical of others as well as ourselves? Can we remove guilt and stay in the moment? And can we possibly forget the past and stop continually worrying about the future? These things are key for the items that we're going to have to be letting go of over the next year. The future is never predetermined. It is created while the past is an illusion with different memories for each of us. Are there miracles that occur in quantum healing showing our greater potential? Could the spontaneous healing of disease and instant connection with everything be our birthright? Could time travel be our true heritage within the universe? There is a place where all things begin, a place where the divine energy simply is. And these are questions that a lot of people are asking at this time. There are authors that are writing about it. One very good author who I deeply respect is Greg Braden, and he wrote The Gift of Spontaneous Healing, and it might be worth your while to check that out. But to me, when I receive the higher energies and I'm working on a high plane of healing and helping others, it's almost like being in love. It is such a powerful feeling, and we have a message from Natalie Cole that perhaps we could listen to remind us.
What a day this has been. What a rare mood I'm in. Why, it's almost like being in love. There's a smile on my face for the whole human race. Why, it's almost like being in love.
Perform past and present life regressions, clear ghosts, and clear houses of haunted spaces or negative energy. I guide people with their finances, love life, relationships, sharing, and help guide children, empowering them to move forward and to create balance, pleasure, and success. This is what I do. And since writing the book Ascension, Accessing the Fifth Dimension, there have been many requests from lightworkers to understand the nature of this energy right now, and why many are finding it so difficult to cope with. I do want to remind everyone that this is a call-in show, and if you have anything to question or anything to add to the show, I would love you to call in. Please don't call in with other questions. Just call in about the ascension and higher energies and the new healing that's on the planet. Nothing seems to work anymore. You may feel unsupported and abandoned. You may feel exhausted and anxious, and you feel as though you can't go on anymore. I don't know about you, but sometimes I get a feeling that I'm in the wrong place. How in the world did I get on this planet? Because you want to rise up away from the chaos into the love. And I'll tell you, there's so much going on around the world, in all the nations, with all of the people that are trying to take over and make their buck and do this and do that, that there's very little time taken to work on self and to work on the community. I came up with a new paradigm the other day. We are leaving the I and generation, and we are coming into the we generation. So it's going to be we from now on. It's going to be us, the community, what is good for everyone concerned, and how can I be of service. Everything that I do has to be considered to be kept in balance. And I'm telling you, with these energies on the planet, if you do things that are not in balance, it's going to catch up to you pretty quickly. It might surprise you, but it will. So, nothing seems to work anymore. You may feel unsupported and abandoned. You're exhausted and anxious, and you feel as though you cannot go on anymore. This puts a great strain on your nervous system. You cannot go on anymore living in a way that is primary, third dimensional. That's what this is all about. The Earth has made her transition and is now firmly anchored in the fifth dimension. That happened. That happened in November of 2007. And on December 5th of 2010, this coming December, we are all going to be called by the Lord to open up our bodies and our DNA to the new healing energies. This is going to be practical. It's going to be felt emotionally, physically, and mentally for every light worker on the planet. December 5th is the first call for the light workers to come forth to support the planet for the changes coming up to 2012. And there will be two more. There will be three altogether. The Earth has made a transition, and you will notice this more and more after December 5th. Most of you continue working with your third dimensional eyes as though nothing has happened, desperately hanging on to the status quo. All of us are beginning the initiation into light. This must be done in order to survive the coming months and years. Change involves letting go. I do want to take a minute to explain to you how the third eye has changed. This is in chapter one of my book and is the first diagram that I have. I have something like 13 diagrams showing you the energies that are coming in and how they work. The third eye adds a new triad. So we have the upside down triangle, which is the earth plane. It's thinking, talking, action. We have the right side up triangle that overlaps it, creating the six-pointed star, and that is love, peace, and harmony. Now we have the triangle that comes from the center of the third eye out into the universe, and that is ascension, telepathy, and soul travel. The other thing that you're going to find coming into play is the ability to move objects with thought, and levitation. I believe that levitation is going to be very common on the planet within the next 2 or 3 years. So after you're letting go, then you begin to have a new energy. Now, this letting go process is what we're in the process of right now. The banks are changing. The jobs are changing. We are not being able to receive what we once did. We're being forced to look within and to find alternative ways to support ourselves, alternative ways to communicate with others, and alternative ways to exist. We're even going from heating to solar energy, and we're trying to go green, which is always a good idea. We're trying to clean up the planet, although you know that there are many that are not doing that. That is the focus of the people that care about the we, the part that's going to help the entire planet. After completing the book, I knew it was time for Bonnie McDade and I to begin our high-level healing work, never dreaming of exactly where it would lead. Right to the feet of the Divine Mother, Amaritananda Mayi. In Washington, D.C., in early July of 2010, Bonnie and I went down to spend some time with Amma. Amma blessed us both, and she asked us to deliver the seven blessed seals from the book Ascension, How to Access the Fifth Dimension. And she asked us to spread the love and to use this energy to enrich the lives of others. Now, I was very aware that this book was given to me by Amma because I sat at her feet in July of 2009 and asked her if I could write a high-level book, a book that would show the power of the universe, what we were coming into, and I asked that it be written in the golden pen of holy angels. And she nodded at me. When Amma nodded at me, I knew that I was going to be able to put this book down on paper. And I started it, I guess, in early 2008, but I finished it on September 27th, 2009, which happened to be Amma's birthday. In this book are the seven healing seals. They go up the chakras, and they are seals. They are astrological seals in a sense, but they have their own color, and they are placed over each chakra during the time when you're working on somebody, during your healing time. You work on the chakras, you put in the seven healing seals, and then you put in a beautiful velvet violet ray up the back, and then you arc it with white light, and then you surround the person in white light, and then this is how you heal. You can use this with a client on your body table, or you can use this for distant healing. It has become very powerful. Bonnie and I are now giving sittings. We call them divine sittings, where you sit and you close your eyes for about an hour, and Bonnie and I bring in a very, very high energy. And we give each person the seals, and then we let them sit in that. And whatever is lacking in their lives seems to come to them over the next few days after the sitting. And miracles happen. Miracles literally happen. It's a beautiful process, and it is so uplifting for everybody concerned. We're beginning to collect testimonials, and there is a website that you can go to read about what's happening. It's called vibrationalhealingworks.net. And this is a read website. This is where Bonnie and I are going to be posting some of the new energies, explaining how they work, as well as testimonials of the people that have gone through these sittings. These sittings are cumulative, and that means that the more you come, the more you get out of it. But I have to tell everybody this very important message. It is vital that you work your chakras and meditate using your chakra energy every single day, if you can, up to 2012. At the end of tonight, we have a brand new meditation, and it is working the chakras as well as clearing yourself with the Sat Nam, the breath of fire, the ring of fire, and then working your chakras. It's done in order, in the order that you should begin your meditations from now on. And of course, if any of you have any questions, you can always email me at Elizabeth_Joyce@Verizon.net. And now we have to take a break, and we'll be right back with more information.
Join us Saturday, October 30th in Lambertville for the 4th annual BCMA Holistic and Spiritual Health Fair. From 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. in the Lambertville House, you can have a psychic reading from one of several nationally acclaimed psychics as well as local readers. Experience different forms of massage, body work, including the reconnection and vibrational healing. Learn how to transform your life with the many holistic services also available. And enjoy the offerings of metaphysical and holistic vendors, all the while knowing that a portion of the proceeds are going to local charities. The Bucks County Metaphysical Association, BCMA, is a nonprofit organization focused on teaching love, self-care, and self-responsibility by sharing our talents with others to enhance and serve the community. To schedule your appointment with a psychic or a body worker ahead of time, and to see a list of our charities, please visit thebcma.net.
Elizabeth Joyce, co-host of Let's Find Out, was born with the gift of knowledge and the gift of healing. Over the years, she has studied with the best teachers to perfect her gifts. Elizabeth believes that knowledge is the key to the soul and has created an informative and teaching website. For more than 30 years, she has assisted clients worldwide in reaching their highest potential and opening up their psychic gifts. Visions of reality can literally create your future from within. The website at www.new-visions.com has more than 1 million visitors since 2005. Elizabeth teaches developing intuitive awareness, as well as counseling people with her psychic awareness and her informative articles on metaphysics. She removes blocks, talks to the other side, performs regressions, clears ghosts from haunted spaces, and guides you with your finances, love life, relationships, family sharing, and guiding your children, empowering you to move forward and create a life of balance, success, and pleasure. Visit www.new-visions.com to see what you can find out.
You're listening to bbsradio.com. If internet radio has a name, it's BBS Radio, the number one live internet talk radio network on the planet. This is Let's Find Out with your hosts Elizabeth Joyce and Bonnie McDade. We're coming to you live every Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern and 6 p.m. Pacific. If you'd like to call in and ask a question, dial 888-815-9756 in the U.S. and Canada. That's 888-815-9756. Now, if you're just tuning in and you'd like to hear this rebroadcast in its entirety, a recording of the show will be available tomorrow by clicking on the archive link on the Let's Find Out page on bbsradio.com. And now, let's find out with our hosts, Elizabeth Joyce and Bonnie McDade.
During the day, I was singing with you. Singing with you. During the night, we were dreaming the same dream, dreaming the same dream. During the day, I was singing with you, singing with you. During the night, we were dreaming the same dream, dreaming the same dream. I wasn't conscious. I thought I knew who I was, but I was you. I wasn't conscious day or night. I thought I knew who I was, but I was you.
That was William Vitalis, better known as Bava. He was part of the Clearlight group, who I studied with on Maui, Hawaii in the 1980s. Bava is a fabulous musician, and he composes all of his own work. He was singing about the oneness. He said, "I thought I was you." The oneness is where we're at right now. This is the changes that we're going through. If you do something, I do something. If you do it to someone, you do it to me. If I do it to someone, I do it to you. That is the idea of the oneness. We do not find meaning of the universe, the meaning of life, the meaning of our galaxy, solar system, or this planet by being alone. We find it by sharing with others. And there's nothing to fear. So the question is, do we have sister galaxies? And are there people from other galaxies that would like to communicate with us? And if so, how does that happen? And is this an option? Is there possibly a wavelength, a frequency, or a vibration that will open the door to communicating with people in the heavens. Does this frequency or wavelength harmonize with me? We are all extensions of the force, of the divine, of the Shakti, energy, whatever you would like to call it. I call it the frequency of the heavens, of space and beyond. The question that people have said is, will I sacrifice myself in any way if I communicate with space beings? What would I learn by communicating and contributing to this involvement? Of course, Deepak Chopra teaches there are infinite possibilities with this energy. When this energy is accessed and released through meditation, it does work. It repairs and brings everything into balance. This experience is different for everyone, but this experience is how you ascend. So the more that you meditate, the more that you bring the universal light into your body, the more that you feel it curse through you, and work your chakras, the higher your vibration will rise. And you will find that you're going to be letting go of a lot of the cares of the world. You're going to be letting go of fear. You're going to be letting go of doubt. You're going to be letting go of controlling others, of wanting everything to stay the same. And you're going to feel freedom. Along with that comes joy and love. It's really an incredible feeling. Has anybody ever experienced this kind of a feeling? If you have, we would love to hear from you. Again, you can email me at Elizabeth_Joyce@Verizon.net, and you can always reach Bonnie at blossomspring.com. There are keys. The power lies in understanding the energies and knowing how they work. Much of this is explained in the book Ascension, How to Access the Fifth Dimension. All of this newness is in harmony with our most cherished tradition because it works through the power of love. We have limited ourselves by our beliefs, by what we tell ourselves inside. We tell ourselves all of our illusions over and over and over again. It's so funny. When I was with Amma this summer, Swamiji said a little poem. It goes like this. I love you, I love you, I love you. I want to marry you, I want to marry you, I want to marry you. We're married, we're married, we're married. I want a divorce, I want a divorce, I want a divorce. It's pretty funny. He had everybody laughing. And that is saying that we love people until they vary from what we want and need, until they're different from us, until they say, oh, well, I don't think that's a good idea. Why do you want to do that? Until such a disappointment comes inside the body that we begin the separation process. Unfortunately, in third dimension, we get very used to the separation process. But all of that's what's happening to us now, all of this fifth dimension energy is bringing change, including our complete belief system. As we grow into the light, we're going to become a loving energy. We cannot survive unless we do. The duality and polarity of opposites is changing as the earth becomes one with the universal energy. On the lower side of the earth or mundane, there may well be surprises. Unexpected gains are possible. On the side of human nature, it feels like the flight of the eagle, soaring flight, free from entanglement, lifting yourself above the endless ebb and flow of ordinary life to acquire a broader vision while reaching far beyond the limits of the body, deep, deep inside the soul. Everyone is questioning as the ancient prophecies are interpreted, guessed at, and deciphered. What's going to happen to mankind, this planet, our solar system, this galaxy, this universe, as we fast approach December 21st, 2012. This time, we all chose to be here. We all knew before we inhabited our bodies that we were going to be here during this time of great change. Remember, this is a 28,000-year cycle. We are ending a cycle and beginning a new one, and the new cycle promises to be on higher levels, which is why the fifth dimension energies are now coming to the planet, and it will eliminate anything that is not in harmony with it. You'd better believe it. You just sit back and take a look and watch what happens. Nothing external matters here, except as you show it in your inner reflection. All of us are about to be connected with the deepest stratum of nature and being, which is the bedrock on which your fate is founded. If need be, you have to let go. Let go of everything. Everything. No exceptions, no exclusions. Nothing less than the renewal of your spirit is at stake. So if you have an upset with your children, if you have an upset with your family, if you have an upset with your siblings, let it go. Just let it go. Think of them, miss them, bless them, love them. If you're ascending and they are not, then there will probably be uncomfortable separation. That doesn't mean that there won't be reuniting once they go through their changes. But you need to give it time, and it's not anything you really can push. Most of you are expecting to wake up one day and see and feel changes. Not so. Part of your role as a light worker is that you will create the change yourself. It's up to you to start living the truth and the reality of the fifth dimension. Maintaining the illusion of the third dimension is what is causing stress and exhaustion among you. The shaky and disintegrating structure of the former third dimension are no longer enough to hold your life together. Money and economics no longer support your lives as they once did. Relationships no longer provide the security and support and safety that they once did. Your physical bodies are tired and feel as though they could no longer keep up on this treadmill. Indeed, it is time to let go and fully embrace your new reality, the one you have honestly created from your personal shift of consciousness. What is even more exhausting for many of you light workers is the constant swing between the dimensional realities. This is difficult. You live your new reality, and yet you're constantly being pulled back into the old reality frame that is being lived out by those around you. You are half in and half out. The constant shift of frames and perspective is another contributing factor to your exhaustion, anxiety, and the feelings of being unsupported. This is why it's important, again, to meditate and work your chakras. And if you can, if you're in the Doylestown, Pennsylvania area, you can come to the sittings that Bonnie and I are giving every second and fourth Monday. And, of course, that's on the website, thebcma.net. You can find the schedule there. Or you can write us and ask for distant healing, and Bonnie and I will send you the divine seals. And that is what will help you stay focused and keep balanced. These seals literally support the spine. They support the body. They open the way to the new energy. And then you're going to feel uplifted and supported, which will, again, strengthen you, and it's going to strengthen you in a new energy, and perhaps you won't have so much of that half-in and half-out feeling. Ascension, the workshops, the divine sittings, and the healing work offer some guidelines, but primarily you need to be understanding of how unstable and erratic your reality is at present, as well as everyone else's. People are confused, angry, upset, sacred, scared, and uncertain. Those who are not conscious of the ascension process will have no explanation for what is happening in their lives and are feeling that most stress and anxiety because they only see evidence of disintegration and chaos. That's true. We always have destruction before reconstruction. But we're going to now listen to my musical guest tonight, William Vitalis, and he's going to explain to us a new thought right after this break.
Have you ever gone into your local health food store looking for something that didn't exist? Blossom Spring Natural Health Solutions was born out of such a need. As a master herbalist and board-certified holistic health practitioner, I've created a line of herbal remedies and beauty products that have been overlooked by other companies. All-purpose Blossom Salve is the herbal answer for wound care. Use it on minor cuts, burns, abrasions, bug bites, and bee stings to kill germs, ease pain, and promote the reproduction of healthy new skin cells, all without introducing harsh chemicals or petroleum products into the wound. Youth in a Jar is an all-natural herbal facial complex designed to promote a healthy, youthful complexion by reducing fine lines and age spots while increasing elasticity and refining pores. Everything you want for your face in one product. Blossom Spring products are created with all natural and organic ingredients to promote health without destroying valuable flora. Just the way it was when time began, just as nature intended it to be. Blossom Spring is a registered trademark. Join us Saturday, October 30th in Lambertville for the 4th Annual BCMA Holistic and Spiritual Health Fair. From 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. in the Lambertville House, you can have a psychic reading from one of several nationally acclaimed psychics as well as local readers. Experience different forms of massage, body work, including the reconnection and vibrational healing. Learn how to transform your life with the many holistic services also available. And enjoy the offerings of metaphysical and holistic vendors, all the while knowing that a portion of the proceeds are going to local charities. The Bucks County Metaphysical Association, BCMA, is a nonprofit organization focused on teaching love, self-care, and self-responsibility by sharing our talents with others to enhance and serve the community. To schedule your appointment with a psychic or a body worker ahead of time, and to see a list of our charities, please visit thebcma.net.
This is Elizabeth Joyce, co-host of Let's Find Out. Bonnie McDade and I are looking for guests for our show throughout the fall and winter months. Let's Find Out is on bbsradio.com at 9 p.m. Eastern, Sunday evenings. It's a live internet radio show with several worldwide affiliates that we co-host, and we discuss holistic health modalities, energy healing, psychic sensitivity, the paranormal, past lives, and other metaphysical subjects. We have a great listening audience, and we utilize a 3,000-plus name email list every week to promote our guests. This is a great way to advertise yourself and your business. So if you have an interest, send us an email or get in touch with bbsradio.com, and we'd be happy to have you on. Thank you.
You're listening to bbsradio.com. If internet radio has a name, it's BBS Radio, the number one live internet talk radio network on the planet. This is Let's Find Out with your hosts Elizabeth Joyce and Bonnie McDade. We're coming to you live every Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern and 6 p.m. Pacific. If you'd like to call in and ask a question, dial 888-815-9756 in the U.S. and Canada. That's 888-815-9756. Now, if you're just tuning in and you'd like to hear this rebroadcast in its entirety, a recording of the show will be available tomorrow by clicking on the archive link on the Let's Find Out page on bbsradio.com. And now, let's find out with our hosts, Elizabeth Joyce and Bonnie McDade.
This is Elizabeth Joyce of Let's Find Out, and it's time for the Metaphysical Book Corner. The book that we are recommending this week is The World of Shamanism, New Views of an Ancient Tradition by Roger Walsh, M.D. This book is fascinating, comprehensive, and very readable. It is a guide that explores shamanism, the world's most enduring healing and religious tradition, in the light of modern medicine, psychology, neuroscience, consciousness, disciplines, and religious studies. As you know, Bonnie McDade is a shaman, and she has been practicing shamanism for many years, and she has inherited the traditions from her family. Shamanism says, we must close our eyes and invoke a new manner of seeing, a wakefulness that is the birthright of us all, and we need to put this to use. Very few put these traditions to use. Now that we are entering the fifth dimension, it is time to allow the light and new rays on the planet, the fifth dimension rays, to help you with your healing practice. This also is very helpful to the client because these rays heal. Even though it seems magical and it cannot be explained, the rays heal. The World of Shamanism is a splendidly clear and timely survey of shamanism. Quite simply, this book is a major step forward in the understanding of the vital phenomenon of shamanism. Let's find out. Bonnie McDade and Elizabeth Joyce recommend this book highly.
Water.
It's known by many names, the Muslim call it Jah, the Hindu call it Pani. The Christian call it water, but to the cloud it's all the same. In all the world nothing like water, dear sister water, so humble and pure. I would cry too if I was a cloud. If I could wash away the world, if I could wash away the world, if I could wash away the wars over the world, if I could fill the rivers up. Because we all drink from the same cup. It's known by many names, but to our hearts it's all the same. Oh, I can call it water, but I can also call it honey. Oh, God.
That was William Vitalis, or Bava, with the song Water, which he wrote in about 1989 in Maui, Hawaii. And it talks about worldwide harmony. This is Elizabeth Joyce, co-host of Let's Find Out, and we are discussing ascension. how to access the fifth dimension. Did you know that the meeting of two people is always a subconscious contract? If there is any connection at all, if the vibrations match, whether it's lovers, whether it's friends, whether it's business people, both souls are transformed. That is natural law. We may not attract to us exactly what we want, but we always attract to us exactly who we are inside. Of course, some people attract the same energy in a different phase over and over and over again until they can heal with deep within their belief system what they think love is. And once that shifts into the divine love, to what the ones that you want, the oneness that you want, and you accomplish raising yourself to a higher level, then you're going to attract people that are not the same energy in a different phase. You're going to attract people and have a higher level of experience, which is really what the soul is in the body to do. If you've been thinking about finding new people on a higher vibrationary level, or you're looking for a new life partner or business partner or more clients, this is a sign that your soul is beginning to orchestrate a new level for you. You don't have to make it happen. Just relax and allow the vibrations to float into your reality. Lean on the energies of the various qualities of the new relationship that you want. Write it down. Write down what you want in a relationship, whether it's business, friendship, or love. How does the energy flow? How does the mutual attraction and inner sensitivity operate? How honest and easy is it to communicate in the communication process? That's where most of us stumble up. How happy are you when you're together with this person? Be clear about the feeling, tone, and vibrations of the relationship and know that it is actually on your new vibration level. This is what you are establishing as the unifying frequency of your updated personal vibration frequency field changes and grows and comes closer to the light. You will find that you will drop people maybe that you knew way back then, or drop people that have some of your old habits that you don't like. And you will bring in new people, and it may be a while before you can adjust to how these new people operate because it's something you haven't seen before or been exposed to before, but give it a chance. Give it a chance and allow yourself to be clear about the feelings, tone, and vibration of the relationship and know that you are on a new level. Whatever these people are feeling or whoever they may be, they overlap with your energies at this new frequency and they're ready to enter into this new reality with you. So relax, visualize, and wait for them to show up. And know that that's just the beginning. It's becoming real. So wait happily. So many of us get impatient. Oh, I want to have a new job, and I've got to have it tomorrow. I can't stand where I am. It's getting worse and worse and worse. Or I want to move. I want to move to a new neighborhood. I don't care for this neighborhood anymore. But you have to give it time. Now, actively radiate the frequency of your new vibration level. Use the violet silver ray in the fourth level of your aura. By the way, there's a new level to the aura. We used to have three. Now we have four. One is a violet silver ray. It's on the outer side of the aura. It's a fifth dimension energy that is now around your auric field. Know that the frequency is pouring down to you from your blessed higher self and your brand new soul school. For when you raise your frequency, your vibration level, you change soul schools. It's automatic. And it's very good that you do that because that's why the soul is in the body, to raise the vibration and get to higher levels. So the light is filling you and spreading this new frequency throughout you everywhere, just as air currents move through the breezes. This radiant activity is working to support, help, and guide you every day and all night. It is there to reassure you that people will find you quickly, and once you set it in motion, it keeps beaming up and rippling this energy outward, maintaining the clear vibration of your energy field. This brings me to the circle of light. This new meditation and way of clearing energies came to me after I finished the book Ascension and after it was published. So what I have done is done a revision copy and put in some of these new healing techniques into the revised edition. I felt it was that important. All of this has come to me within the last 6 months. The Circle of Light meditation helps you clear energies with people who are still in your auric field in the fourth and third dimension, and it helps you to enhance, strengthen, and radiate energies of the fifth dimension outwardly, which is what we just discussed. Now, the fifth dimension is only a dimension of love. There is no disease. There is no disasters. There is no chaos. There's no mumbo jumbo. There's no confusion in the fifth dimension energies. So how do you change a problem? Let's say you have a money problem. You can't pay your bills. You put yourself in the circle of light. You sit in a chair and you have a circle from the center of your knees way up over the top of your head. That's the circle of light. And you sit in that circle of light and you ask the divine to bring in the healing energies to burn away all negativity, all fear, all dislike, all failure, all of those things that we're also very used to, unfortunately, have that get melted away. And just sit there until you feel the clarity of the new light. Just fill up that circle. And then you're done. And you don't have to worry about it. You could do this meditation in its entirety, working through your chakras. As a matter of fact, at the end of the program, I have made a brand new meditation. It's called the Sat Nam and Chakras. And it starts at the beginning with a very ancient yoga technique. Sat Nam, which means with God. So we do the Sat Nam, the breath of fire, which clears out your solar plexus, the ring of fire, which comes down over the body and clears away all your negativity, and then you work your chakras. So this meditation will be very good for you tonight. Allow the energies of the new crystal force of the fifth dimension, third eye, to be placed in the center of your third eye. That will be coming the more that you use the circle of light, or if you ask for the seven seals. What is the problem you need solved? Is the relationship you need of healing? What is the problem or upset that's bothering you? Hold a picture of it in your mind, then wait. Beware of all the colors that you see. And then begin to see the problem being solved. See it being relieved with peace and harmony coming to the situation. Ask that the matter be resolved for the good of all concerned. Remember, we are in the we generation, not the me generation. If you've hurt somebody's feelings and you want that cleared, you need to sit in the circle of light. You need to feel your truth about the situation and just sit there until the other person comes into the light also. And when you feel that that is in balance, then you are finished. The problem can be anything from a broken marriage, lost love, fear of your job, lack of money, a need for a physical healing, or whatever is upsetting you at the moment. Hold the outcome. Just look at the outcome. Don't worry about how you're going to get there. Wait for the light in the circle to become a bright, bright golden yellow. Sometimes you have to do this three or four or five times before you can have what's called a breakthrough. Then simply go on about your business. Let it go. Let the energy go out into the universe to come back to you as it will. And it always does. Go on about your business and allow the energetic process to proceed. And you are going to be brought into a new frequency. Trust the universe. This process may take you 20 to 30 minutes, but it's worth it. It's worth the time, and it's certainly amazing. The process is almost magical, and we are doing this in our healing groups, and it's so powerful. So are you a light worker? Do you think light workers can be helpful to others? If so, how? Do you want to raise your healing ability, and do you want to become as powerful as possible with the fifth dimension energies? If you do, Bonnie McDade and I are going to be teaching a course that will show you how to work the seals and how to do some of these techniques. And we'll talk about that a little bit more right after this break.
Wisdom Magazine is one of the country's largest free holistic publications, with 150,000 copies printed monthly in three regional print editions. Wisdom is dedicated to opening people's hearts and minds to the philosophies, products, and services of the new millennium. Visit us at wisdom-magazine.com to view our web edition.
Ascension. Accessing the Fifth Dimension, The Truth About 2012. This is a new book by Elizabeth Joyce. People are being shaken awake. Sometimes it takes a kick in the pants to wake us up.
Looking from a higher perspective, we are experiencing birth pangs of a higher consciousness, the fifth dimension. The three spatial dimensions of height, width, and length, along with the fourth dimension of time and timelessness, we are familiar with. But what is the fifth dimension energies? Mark Dodich, astrologer, says, if you are opening to a greater spiritual dimension of your inner self, then this is the book for you. Ascension, how to access the fifth dimension. Go to www.new-visions.com or amazon.com and get the book. It's a must read.
Join us Saturday, October 30th in Lambertville for the 4th Annual BCMA Holistic and Spiritual Health Fair. From 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. in the Lambertville House, you can have a psychic reading from one of several nationally acclaimed psychics as well as local readers. Experience different forms of massage, body work, including the reconnection and vibrational healing. Learn how to transform your life with the many holistic services also available. And enjoy the offerings of metaphysical and holistic vendors, all the while knowing that a portion of the proceeds are going to local charities. The Bucks County Metaphysical Association, BCMA, is a nonprofit organization focused on teaching love, self-care, and self-responsibility by sharing our talents with others to enhance and serve the community. To schedule your appointment with a psychic or a body worker ahead of time, and to see a list of our charities, please visit thebcma.net. You are listening to bbsradio.com. If Internet radio has a name, it's BBS Radio, the number one live Internet talk radio network on the planet. This is Let's Find Out with your hosts Elizabeth Joyce and Bonnie McDade. We're coming to you live every Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern and 6 p.m. Pacific. If you'd like to call in and ask a question, dial 888-815-9756 in the U.S. and Canada. That's 888-815-9756. Now, if you're just tuning in and you'd like to hear this rebroadcast in its entirety, a recording of the show will be available tomorrow by clicking on the archive link on the Let's Find Out page on bbsradio.com. And now, let's find out with our hosts, Elizabeth Joyce and Bonnie McDade.
It's the old rule that drunks have to argue and get into fights. The lover is just as bad. He falls in a hole. But down in that hole he finds something shining worth more than any amount of money or power. Last night the moon came down, dropping her clothes in the street. I took it as a sign to start singing, falling up into a bowl of sky. The bowl breaks, everywhere is falling, everywhere, nothing else to do.
Yes, we're having a lot of new rules as we come into the energies of the fifth dimension. Again, that was William Vitalis, better known as Baba, who was with the Clear Light Group. The new rule. So you can learn what some of your new rules are when you meditate and listen to your blessed higher self. And you can also expect to be receiving some messages from your angels and your spiritual guides. People are becoming increasingly confused and unhappy, but understand that as they feel these emotions, they are coming closer to waking up and understanding what is real and to begin to create a new reality with you through the power of sharing, thinking, we instead of I, and allowing themselves to heal and merge into the oneness of their soul. Our souls have searched and searched lifetime after lifetime for the coming completion. The most important difference between the third and fifth dimension reality is a change of the nature of space and time. and how they are perceived by you. Space and time were fixed realities in the third dimension. In the fifth dimension, they are fluid and are understood to be largely illusionary. When something is right for you, it happens spontaneously. If it's not, it becomes unattainable, uncomfortable, and sometimes painful. Your intuition is sharpened along the way, and you're going to find that you know things you never knew or understood before. Time in the fifth dimension is perceived as the eternal now or present. The cycles of day and night are understood to be mechanical markers of cycles of being, but they have no real effect or power over the creative potential of the now moment. This means that what you feel and experience in the present moment is the only essential, important experience. The past and the future have no relevance. There is no pain from the past, and there is no fear of the future. There's only the moment, in the moment. We take one breath, one moment, one day at a time. What you create and experience in this moment is who and what you really are, and what you will be, unless you shift your intention. Remember before we said thoughts are things. So as you hold the intention, that's how the energies will all come in and serve you and bring you the result. Thoughts are things. Once you set the intention in the fifth dimension energies, you create the reality. I have had so many examples of this time after time where I have people set a condition and then they want to change the condition because they're afraid it won't happen. Nobody has any patience, but it always does happen, and it always works to the highest good. Once you understand this principle fully, you will understand how to cope with your senses, and there's never enough time to accomplish what you need to do. Focus on the present moment. Experience it fully in its immediacy, and you will find that time will stretch before you into eternity. You become energized, and you feel younger, you feel lighter, you feel happier. You're not carrying around baggage. You're at ease, so there's no disease. Yes, it sounds magical, but the fifth dimension is a magical place. And know that what you focus your attention on will become increasingly powerful and will manifest in your life as you become aware of your power as creators with the fifth dimension. You are increasingly seeing that the space and distance are only illusions of the material plane. You're always and immediately connected with others who are your soul and heart family, those of you who love you and who you love. No matter where they are on the planet, you're connected to them. So if something happens to them and they're overseas, you're going to know it. The internet has taught you a physical way of how the illusion of space can be bridged instantaneously. My son lives in China, and I can write to him and talk to him on Yahoo, and it's wonderful. It's like he's right around the corner, but he's 16,000 miles away. You will soon understand that within yourselves you have the ability to maintain links telepathically and psychically with those people to whom you are connected. That is another gift of the fifth dimension energies. I always said that we were going to become more telepathic in the next 20 years. That is the new evolvement of mankind as we open and work with our ninth chakra. I know I'm going to be talking a lot more about the ninth chakra as I do more of these classes on BBS Radio, and let's find out. The ninth chakra is key. It's going to bring us levitation. It's also going to come into play in our world, and we're going to be able to move objects with it, including traffic on the street. So after this understanding will come the knowledge that every human is always connected to every other human on an energetic level, and the Earth is no more than a great co-creation of all beings on the planet, including our animals and plant life. As the planet merges with its sister galaxies and the center of our galaxy, and heading towards the center of the Milky Way, there will be a great creative center taking place where many co-creators are going to work together to produce a consensus of reality, a oneness, a realization of all that is. There's no fear. There's no saying that aliens are going to come and take you off the planet or that you're going to come to harm in any way. There is only a oneness in the love and light of the divine. Once you understand this fully, you will begin to understand how to utilize what is called the Paradise Matrix. That matrix has been set up and is in the process of becoming stronger in order to co-create. The paradise of the fifth dimension is what's coming, and that was the original plan for the planet. Some people call it the coming golden years or the golden years era, the era of love. So the confused hearts of greed and the miraculous liberation of spirit merge together when the two meet, creating the time of we, the time of service, love, and working for the planet and the highest good for all concerned. This is the gift of the fifth dimension. This is Elizabeth Joyce of Let's Find Out, and this was Lesson 1 on how to access the fifth dimension. And now we will begin the Sat Nam and Chakras meditation. Thank you, and Bonnie will see you next week.
Sit with both feet flat on the floor. Lean back and relax. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. Sit with your spine straight, and we are going to begin the Sat Nam. You turn your head to the left for the word Sat. You come back to the center. Then you turn your head to the right for Nam. Sat Nam means with God. It's Sanskrit. We're going to do this exercise 16 times. Sat Nam. 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 Sat Nam, Sat, 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 Nam. Take a deep breath and hold. Release the breath. Now I want you to start breathing from your solar plexus. Breathe in and out very quickly. This is called the breath of fire, and we will do this for 30 seconds to 1 minute. It's good for you to get this exercise up to 3 minutes if possible, but that can take almost a year to do. So let's begin with the breath of fire. Keep it going. Almost there. Take a deep breath and hold. Now I want you to begin the ring of fire. Picture a huge fire ring around the top of your head. And we're going to bring it down over the body. Let's burn away your negativity. Bring down the ring of fire. Bring it down over the body, around the hips, down the legs, and throw it into the center of the earth. We'll do this 2 more times. Ring of fire around the top of the head, down the shoulders, around the body, down the legs, and throw it into the center of the earth. Ring of fire above the top of the head, down the shoulders, around the body, around the hips, down the legs, and throw it into the center of the earth. Now be still for a moment, closing your eyes. Do not open your eyes during a meditation, because that breaks the circuit, the electrical circuit that you're building. We're going to start working the chakras. So we're going to do swirling wheels of light. And we'll picture the color red. We'll have a swirling wheel of light. And it will come in to the third eye. And it will be placed down at the bottom of your spine. And it always swirls in a clockwise position. So bring in the root chakra. Swirling whirl of red light. Place it at the base of your spine. The root chakra represents fidelity, loyalty, strength, and service. Now we'll picture an orange swirl of light. Bring that into the body and down and place it above the root chakra. This is your second chakra or your health chakra. Swirling orange light. And the words for the second chakra are receiving and creativity. Now we're going to picture a larger circle of green light. This is the solar plexus and it is the largest chakra on the body. Bring the green swirling wheel into your third eye and bring it down and place it behind your navel. This is your solar plexus chakra. And the words to put into your solar plexus chakra are gut feeling reaction, integrity, the will and knowing what to do. The root chakra is the last yang chakra. Now we go to the heart center. So we'll bring in a yellow swirling wheel of light, always going in a clockwise position, and it's going to come in right at your heart. Bring in this beautiful yellow light. Yellow wheel of swirling light is your heart center. And this brings you joy, happiness, laughter, and good feelings. Also, forgiveness is at the heart center. So let that wheel turn for you along with the others in a perfectly balanced harmony. Now we'll begin with the yin chakras. Picture a swirling light blue wheel of light and bring that into the throat center, which is a little bit below the neck, just at your clavicle. So let's see this beautiful swirling blue light. And the words for the throat chakra are sincerity, clarity, abundance, affluence, as well as discernment. So let that come in. And then we'll start the dark blue indigo light for the third eye. And we'll swirl that wheel and we'll bring that right into the third eye. Feel that swirling around you. Feel your third eye perhaps throbbing a bit. The third eye represents your freedom. The third eye is where you watch your etheric body go out of you and go other places to do other things. This is where you witness the out-of-body experience as well as your past lives and your astral projection. The words for the third eye are freedom, knowledge, wisdom, and clarity. And that is the third eye. And now we'll go on to the crown center. Picture a beautiful violet silver light coming into your top of your head. This is the crown center, and the light is coming down from the divine. And this is opening up your thousand petal lotus blossom at the top of your head. And the words for the crown chakra are bliss, grace, immortality. And this is what joins you to your blessed higher self as well as your soul school. Open up the crown chakra and allow the chakra energies to come in through the body and go down through all the chakras down to your root chakra. Sit for a minute and let the chakra wheels spin. Now very carefully, I want you to go into the root chakra and push it up to the second chakra, up to the solar plexus, up to the heart center, up to the throat center, and push the chakras out through your third eye. Release the chakras back into the universe to do their recharging for you. And now let's bring down that thousand petal lotus blossom out through the third eye and release the chakra out into the universe so it can recharge for you when you're ready to work your chakras again. And now you can just sit and surround yourself with white light. Surround yourself with white light as much as you can. You're inside an egg. Picture that. And picture this wall coming around you that's very, very, very thick. Very thick white light wall. This is your wall of protection, and you will use it throughout the day to protect you, to guide you, as well as to keep any negativity off of your body. It will just bounce off of your auric shield. So sit and build your auric shield. And when you are finished, please thank Spirit by saying, God grant me health, protection, and guidance. Thank you, Spirit. And then it's always best to sit for a few minutes and let your mind and your feelings, as well as your blessed higher self, wander out there in the universe, just in case there's a message to be brought back to you. So sit for another few moments, and then do some deep breathing. Take a deep breath, take another deep breath, and allow yourself to come back into the room. You have just cleared yourself of negativity and worked your chakras.